Okay, so a tough one to take, and I don't think one that we deserve to lose. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I thought for long periods in the game, Matthew, I thought we got back to the levels of where we were at the beginning of the season. I thought the energy up top, the pressing, and I thought, yeah, great energy right throughout, and dominant in the first half. They came into it once they tweaked their shape a little bit in the last 10 minutes, and then we come in, address one or two things at half time, and we got off to a great start and put ourselves, you know, in the front foot and score a very, very good goal. And that energy, you know, had continued throughout that. And there was a big talking key moment in the game was the sending off, and that certainly changed in Montrose's favour. And I think if I've got any disappointment today, it was how our mentality changed after that. You could see that we didn't have... I know we're playing with a man down, but, you know, you can still have that little bit of energy and that, and play with that intensity until we can settle the storm. And, you know, we didn't do that for long enough. And, you know, the goals and the manner and the way that we lost the goals today, very, very disappointing. Preventable, there's no doubt about that, and mistakes made, and you know, and it's cost us dearly. And as much as we're, you know, 9 games into the season, league campaign to campaign now, and know, you know, exactly where we are for long periods in that game up until the sending off, you know, that's the levels that we must try and achieve and maintain. As young boys coming in there, and as much as we're disappointed with the referee's decision and the sending off, I think young Liam has also got to learn how to manage, you know, playing on a yellow card, and in the right area, you know, allowing a referee a decision to giving him an option to make a decision like he did. I thought the referee was too quick. I thought the linesman had a better view, the same view that we had, because Marcel and Stuart didn't think it was a sending off. But, you know, I think the reaction of certain ones in the technical area in Montrose could have had an influence on that. But the way that the referee goes for the red card straight away, it doesn't give, you know, the assistant referees any time to help and aid them. And I think that's something, you know, just like footballers, you've got to have a little bit of calmness and maybe pause for that 5 or 10 seconds.
Yeah, so looking ahead to next week against Celtic, it was obviously a really important game to, you know, get back to winning ways, especially since they're a club sort of akin to ourselves in terms of size. So what do you think the mentality should be for next week?
The mentality should be for long periods of what we had in the first half today and certainly before the sending off. And if we bring those same ingredients, and we bring that attitude, that willing desire, and can handle situations that are out with our control. The only thing that we can control is our own emotions and how we react to, whether it's a good decision, a poor decision, or an indifferent one. That's something that we've got to improve on as a group. And if we bring those key ingredients and learn from mistakes that were made today, collectively, individually, and from outside influences, then we'll grow. You know, that's the type of thing that we've got to do. But we've got to get over our disappointment tonight. And we've got to still try and cling on to good things that we've done in the game. And we've got to try and continue to improve and work on that throughout the week. You know, and hopefully, if we get that, and I think, I certainly believe that if we had 11 men on the pitch, to the end of the game today, we certainly wouldn't have lost it.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's what we've got to bring. We've got to bring that level of commitment, that same enthusiasm, that same energy. And if we bring that, then we will give ourselves an opportunity to get out of this rut that we find ourselves in.
Yep. Thank you, Danny.
Okay.